It's summertime now, and a lot of gardens are overwhelmed with cucumbers. Now, you can put cucumbers in salads, you can pickle them, you can use them as cocktail garnish, or for something totally different, you can mix them with cream cheese to create the traditional Louisville spread that's called Benedictine. Erica Peterson of member station WFPL has more on a classic summer treat that's part of our series, Weekend Picnic.
It sounds like an unlikely combination. Take cream cheese, combine it with chopped cucumber or cucumber juice and a touch of onion. Make a sandwich or eat it as a dip. That's Benedictine.
This is delicious. It's creamy. It's just chock full with cream cheese.
Gwen Potts takes a bite of the spread. She's a self-proclaimed Benedictine aficionado who's enjoyed the food for 6 decades.
The best thing to eat Benedictine on is just white bread. No special bread. It only takes away from the Benedictine.
Potts grew up in Louisville. She says for the first 18 years of her life, Benedictine was like ketchup. She thought it was everywhere until she took a spring break trip to Florida while in college.
Well, we couldn't imagine having lunch without Benedictine. We went from store to store saying, "Where's your Benedictine?" And they just looked at us. It was the first time I realized the whole world didn't know about Benedictine.
And years later, that's still pretty much the case. But this creamy, cool cucumber spread has persisted in Kentucky ever since Jenny Benedict invented it around the turn of the 20th century. Benedict was a famous Louisville caterer. In 1911, she opened a tea room on South 4th Street in downtown Louisville. Back then, that was the city's bustling commercial center, packed with stores, cafes, theaters, and hotels. Today, it's a few boutiques and several wig shops. Susan Riegler and I stop on the street in front of what used to be Benedict's address.
So, that is 554.
Okay. Obviously not the original building.
Riegler spent a decade as the restaurant critic for Louisville's newspaper, the Courier-Journal. When Jenny Benedict's Blue Ribbon Cookbook was re-released a few years ago, Riegler wrote the introduction. She says Benedict's role in Louisville's culinary history was huge, and a lot of the city's flavors can trace their roots back to her recipes. Of course, some of Benedict's concoctions have fallen out of favor, like calf brains and peptonized oysters for the sick. But Riegler says Benedictine has endured.
I think it's just very different. I mean, you think about it, it's very refreshing. It's a light spread. If you think about cream cheese and then cucumber juice, what could really be more light and delicate than cucumber juice?
One source of contention among Louisville chefs is whether to include the 2 drops of green food coloring Benedict used in her recipe. The dye lets people know that it's not just a plain cream cheese spread, but it's no longer popular with chefs like Kathy Carey, who prefer more natural ingredients. Carey has owned Lily's for the past 25 years. It's a restaurant that specializes in Kentucky cuisine. And for her, the dish is truly a way to showcase both local cucumbers and local traditions.
And the way I make mine, mine really about texture of the cucumbers, celebrating the cucumbers. It's obviously no dye, no food coloring. And it's filled with texture and sort of crunch of the cucumbers.
Some serve it in tea sandwiches with the crust cut off, some as a dip. Carrie usually puts hers into a hearty sandwich with homemade mayonnaise, bacon, bib lettuce, and sprouts. It's best accompanied with another Kentucky signature, bourbon. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Louisville, Kentucky.
And you can find a couple of Benedictine recipes on our website and those for other dishes in our series on our website, npr.org.